Pleased to welcome in our friend Randy Sainer joining us once again. Randy, how'd the event go this past weekend that we talked about with you a week ago?
So yeah, we sold goats to several states. Walla Walla, Washington was one of them. Several of them went to Kansas, Nebraska, and a lot of them stayed here in Nebraska.
Oh, cool.
I had about 58 people at our seminar for the sheep and for the goats and about 30 for the sheep program. So we had two programs going on at the same time. So yeah, it was busy and kept
just the way you like it.
Yeah, and of course we had the big open show too, which brought a lot of people in.
Awesome. Glad to hear that it went well out there at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds and brought some people into our community as well that might not otherwise be here.
Yeah. So we had a lot of people stay in the night. So
awesome.
Fill those hotels, hopefully.
Hopefully so.
Yeah.
Now, Randy, we were talking off there a little bit about hay prices right now.
Yeah. Hay is short this year in most beef states, actually. The only one really that had extra hay was South Dakota. And I've already talked to people that's getting hay out of South Dakota. If you can't find it in Nebraska, you know, the prices are going to be higher. So if you have not bought your hay, you probably need to start looking here shortly. If you probably should have already been looking, because it is going to be hard to find and it's going to be costly this year. And that's why I think we see a lot of producers selling their calves early and not putting a lot of feed into them, just because of that. But if you have the feed resources and the hay resources, you might make some money holding on to them, depending on what the prices do this January, March. Because a lot of people are selling now, so it'll be interesting to see.
So the hay prices and the hay conditions are going to have a big impact on the market is what you're predicting.
Yeah. Feed costs this year for cattle producers, pig producers, goat producers, whatever, is going to be high. Higher than we've seen in a long time. And, $7 corn.
Yeah.
And so people are going to have to be really pencil sharp to be able to get them through. And here's our other issue is our corn stocks. You know, our corn did not yield as good, which means the corn stocks aren't going to last as long either.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to be kind of prepared, because it could be a rough year. And I think that's why we see a lot of call cows selling early. And a lot of people sold their calves just because they didn't have feed for them.
I was going to mention, there might be some relief turning cattle out on stocks, but with conditions crop-wise being what they were this past year, that's not going to nourish them for long.
No, well, so when we put cattle on stocks, we figure it by the bushel of corn the corn produces. And so if it produces lower bushels of corn, that means it has lower leaf and stock and husk ratios, so that means there's less out there for the cows to eat. So the stocking rate will be lower, and that's the big issue that people need to think about, is that, you know, stocking rate. The other thing we got to watch is nitrates.
Sure.
In some of our dry land corn, you're going to have to watch for nitrates and make sure you fill those cows up before you put them out there. And, you know, it'd be good if you could test those areas where you feel like you might have a little high nitrate. We don't want to lose a cow or have them abort a calf, and that's what nitrates will do.
So it's important to, if you're taking a feeding cattle this winter, any cows or cattle, calves or what have you, it's important to get your feed stuff lined up and have a good plan.
And have it tested, because, you know, if you've got better quality, you may not need to feed as much supplement with it. So make sure you test it. And then, you know, I still like buying by weight, not by bale, because when you buy by weight, you know what you're getting. When you buy by bale, it could be a 1,200-pound bale or it could be a 1,500-pound bale.
A little unpredictable.
Yes. And so
tighten the pencil.
Yeah. It's
push
gonna
the pencil,
tank.
Tighten the belt. Yeah.
It does look like cattle prices in the next 2 years are going to really be good for producers if they can hold on.
Good.
That's the key. So it's just getting through this time.
Just making it through, what you say, in the next year or so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get a bunch of rain next year.
It would help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would help.
And we'll get this moisture situation. That could change everything.
Yeah.
And like you said, a lot of cattle are coming off of pastures early, right?
Yeah. You know, we
maybe have already.
Prime example, we sold our calves. We've never sold in September before.
Okay.
And I was pretty happy with the price we got. So, you know, and I don't have to worry about buying feed for those calves. And it saves saves about a half a day, 4/10 of a day per cow when you take a calf off of her.
So you're saying is you're getting better sleep now, Randy.
Yes. I think I'm going to have enough forage to last until our cows go to corn stalk. So,
good.
So that is definitely going to be an issue this year, and with all livestock, that you know the hay prices are high as well as the corn. And if you look at the drought, you know it kind of moved from north of us down to Nebraska and Oklahoma, South Dakota, South Dakota. They got a lot of rain, but. It's kind of like the Nebraska border, and so down south. And so this mid area, the High Plains area, is where the drought was this year. So, and actually the west is a little better, even though we still hear horror stories over there. They actually look better on the drought map this year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
But southwest Nebraska was one of the hardest hit, right?
Yes, the southwest part of our state was hit as hard as anywhere, I think, in the state. It is just... people ran out of pasture corn. The corn did very, you know, poor quality bushels, except for the irrigated. It helped have irrigation, but yeah, they were hit hardest of all in the state.
I've heard some people that have been like through Imperial that say it's just like a desert almost when you get into the Perkins County, Chase County areas.
Yeah, you know, everything looks pretty brown, and it's just, you know, they just haven't had any rain. And they've actually been having it longer than some of us up here.
Really?
And it's been hitting them a little
faster. Because it was
bad
last year for them, too.
Yeah.
Not that it was great here, but...
Yeah. Well, if you look at the soil profiles and look at subsoil and our topsoil, you know, it's like 70 to 80% low moisture. And so it's rated as poor. Grazing lands rated as poor or... very poor. And so that tells you there's just no water in our profile. If you look at it, we went into a dry fall in 2021. And we had a pretty good year during the summer, but a dry fall. And like if you look at 2012, when we had that drought, we had pretty good rain up until about May. But, you know, here this year, we did not get that. We didn't have the year before's rain in the fall that helped us. And so we're pretty dry. There's not a lot of water there.
Yep.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Randy?
Just remember people are harvesting and be careful on the roads. You know, watch out for combines and stuff. They can't drive as fast as cars.
Yeah, they're going as fast as they can.
Yeah, so slow down and just realize. And I've seen more tractors on the road and so forth because of harvest. So
sure.
Just tell people to be careful.
Give yourself some extra time, too. Plan ahead a little extra.
Yeah, because it's that time of year and... we lose farmers every year to somebody not paying attention, so let's not do that this year.
Randy, if folks want to get in contact with you to talk about their operations a little bit, how can they do so?
So they can call our office. I've been done a lot of rations this year. 308-532-2683. You can get on our website, llm.unl.edu. And if you're more interested in hay, we have a webinar this Thursday at noon. We can send you the coordinates for that. And,
oh, cool.
You can get on and watch that.
Randy, as always, appreciate the time. Appreciate all the great work that you and your colleagues do, especially for our producers in the area.
Thank you, and have a good harvest. Hopefully, I'll have a good harvest.
Hopefully so.
Have a great day.